Shin Eun-ha is a North Korean defector who became famous in the South after being featured on a television dating program. Her message for all Koreans who come to this event, organized by South Korea's Unification Ministry, is that what unites them is stronger than the governments and ideologies that divide them.
I would like to tell South Koreans that love, happiness, and hope also exist in North Korea.
Over 160 civics groups, businesses, and local governments have set up exhibits in the heart of Seoul to voice support for ending the division of the Korean Peninsula that happened 70 years ago at the end of World War II. But the two Koreas remain on wartime footing, and relations have deteriorated since 2010 when Seoul accused Pyongyang of sinking a South Korean warship. South Korea has imposed sanctions on the North called the May 24th measures, included ending a local Gyeongsang province project that sent thousands of strawberry plants across the border each year. Hwang Moon-soo with the Gyeongsang Agriculture Association says it is time to lift these restrictions.
Even though the tours have been stopped, if they resume, it will be meaningful for the economy and significant for the reunification effort.
Gangwon province is the only divided province on the Korean Peninsula. South of the border, the province will host the 2018 Winter Olympics. To the north lies Mount Kumgan, which was a special joint tourist zone until 2008, when the killing of a visitor by North Korean soldiers ended the venture. Gangwon province official Kim Jong-yoon says reopening the mountain project would offer a message of hope.
This year marks the 70th anniversary of the division, and reunification is becoming more difficult as the years pass.
Pyongyang has repeatedly rejected Seoul's offers to talk about unification, saying the economically advanced South only wants to absorb the impoverished North. While high-level negotiations have stalled, many here hope restarting local projects may help bring a peaceful resolution to the seven-decade standoff. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.